Tonight, the first revival of Ossie Davis's satire on the Jim Crow South opens on Broadway. The play is called Pearly Victorious, a romp through the non-Confederate cotton patch, and it's opening after a 62-year absence. But the play is no relic. The people involved say its pointed humor speaks to our current world. Jeff London reports.
Guy Davis was only a small child when Pearly Victorious opened on Broadway. It starred his parents, Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee, who were legends. Now, Guy has written music for the revival.
There was an expression in our family, love, art, and activism. And that's something that we tried to stick with.
And Pearly Victorious very much reflects all three. It gave his parents, who were married for 57 years, a chance to act together on stage and talk about the country's civil rights struggle, which they were deeply involved in.
Two of the luminaries who came to see the original production in 1961 of Pearly Victorious, one was Malcolm X, one was Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King.
Guy Davis says his father began writing an angry autobiographical play filled with many of the racist experiences he had growing up in Waycross, Georgia, but decided instead to make the play a satire.
He did tell us, sort of philosophically, that humor is one of the best ways to express anger because it opens up more doors and invites in more people, and they can absorb it with laughter more easily.
You see that big white house perched way up on top of that hill with them two windows looking right down at us like two eyeballs?
Mm-hmm.
That's where old Cap'n lives.
Old Cap'n?
Stonewall Jackson Cotchapee. He owns this dump, not me.
That's a tiny bit of Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee from the film version. In the revival, Leslie Odom Jr. plays the part.
He owns this dump, not me.
Oh.
And that ain't all. Hill and dale, field and farm, truck and tractor, horse and mule, bird and bee and bush and tree and cotton. Cotton by the bowl and by the bale. Every bit of cotton you see in this county, everything and everybody he owns.
Pearly is a young preacher who is hoping to trick Cap'n Cotchapee to give him money his family is owed. Odom, who won a Tony for Hamilton, is also one of the show's producers.
I think we're going to discover in front of a New York audience why Mr. Davis's words are so necessary right now, why we needed this joy and this punch to the gut and check to the chin.
Every generation has to fight for democracy, have to fight for this freedom.
That's the show's director, Kenny Leon. He says his mother's family were sharecroppers in Florida. He says while Ossie Davis's comedy is sharp-edged, it leads with love and hope for understanding.
It's the most relevant play right now based on where we are in the country politically, even with our next-door neighbors, where we are racially, our disconnect to the transgender gay community, not understanding freedom for one is freedom for all.
Oh, miss, life is so good to us sometimes.
Oh, child, being colored can be a lot of fun when ain't nobody looking.
Ain't it the truth? I always said, I never pass for white, no matter how much they are for me, unless the things I love could pass too.
Carrie Young is playing Ludiebell Gussie Mae Jenkins, the role that Ruby Dee originated. We meet on a street corner in Harlem.
We are standing on 123rd Street in St. Nick at Ossie Davis Way and Ruby Dee Place.
It's close to where Davis and Dee lived and where Young grew up. She says she didn't know the play until she was asked to do it, and she didn't get the humor, racial absurdities, and truth of it until she heard it read aloud.
I was like, whoa.
Young notes that 62 years after the premiere,
books are being burned in the country. Our history is literally being ignored. And this is a play that says you can't ignore what happened. You can't ignore the truth. Maybe you can laugh at it, but what is your laughter actually doing to you in your consciousness?
After an outrageously comic plot, at the end of Pearly Victorious, the audience becomes the church's congregation, and Leslie Odom Jr. preaches to them.
Looking out at an audience in 2023 and saying, Tonight, my friends, I find in being black a thing of beauty, a joy, a strength, a secret cup of gladness. You know, I'm not cut out of the blessing of hearing that. It's been incredibly healing and restorative learning this text and letting it fall on me as well.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.